It's early in the morning, it's raining, and Dan Pearl, operations manager for WeCycle, is loading up three of the distinctive gray bicycles onto a metal trailer hooked up to his own Surly bicycle.
Yeah, we're bringing them over to the 8th Street station. You know, here at the Aspen Brewing Company, it's our most centrally located station, so bikes are coming from kind of all over Aspen, ending up here. And so we kind of frequently need to move bikes from here back out to the exterior stations. So then we'll just punch this code in here.
Dan uses the Transit app to check out a bike for me for the ride-along. The app is in a trial phase right now. The developers chose the Aspen bike sharing program as the beta tester before rolling it out nationally. In order to get more data and feedback, now through November 1st, anyone checking out a bike using the app gets to ride for free. We make it to the 8th Street docking station, which is completely void of bicycles.
So pretty standard kind of morning here at 8th Street, where people are getting off the bus and grabbing bikes. And yeah, we got here, no bikes, but fortunately we got three to load up.
Mirta Mallory and her husband started WeCycle, relying heavily on private sponsors, as well as the City of Aspen, Pitkin County, and the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority. Ridership has doubled since the program's inception 3 years ago, and a community of locals and visitors has been built around the system.
That's really where the concept WeCycle came from, is that in a culture where we have a lot of eye-centric devices, per se, that we as a community need to collectively pedal to a cleaner future and to be part of our traffic solutions. And so the idea was that we as a community can get on these bikes, and we as a community can be part of the joy, and we as a community can make our air cleaner. We as a community can reduce our traffic, but we as a community can be healthier.
Mallory recently went in front of the RAFT Board of Directors with a request to increase by $5,000 the amount of money it gives towards WeCycle. Increased ridership has necessitated more staff to rebalance the bike stations as commuters use the one-way trips into town. She also has her eye on expanded, valley-wide service. Using the transit app, people in Basalt, Carbondale, and Glenwood Springs would be able to check out a bike, see real-time connection information with the bus rapid transit system, and commute up and down the valley.
That's a car off the road going both directions. That's 100 miles a day of less travel and one vehicle less coming into and out of town. And that's where collectively we can have a much greater impact.
For links, images, and a video of the rebalancing, visit aspenpublicradio.org. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Allison Bechtesh.